welcome to Podwarp 1980. My name is Tom Truskowski, and I'm here with three other wonderful people who are going to introduce themselves. Go ahead, people.
My name's Mark Meckes.
Let me get a bit closer to the tape deck. Ben Padden. I'm English.
I'm Steve Proof, and I'm not.
Well, good.
All right.
We're all huddled here over our Sony cassette player, recording this very first, first of many things.
We're going to send it out. We're going to make copies of this and send it to people we don't like and make them listen to it. And
We're going to borrow my dad's hi-fi. He's got like two tape decks, and you can press record on one and play on the other, and then what's playing will record onto the other tape, so we can make copies. It'll take a while, obviously, but we can mail them out. It'll be cool. Yeah.
That's great. You know, technology's amazing now, isn't it?
Isn't it the best?
I could even transfer it to 8-track if someone needs that still.
Ooh. Yeah. That's definitely the future. I think we're probably going to want to consider maybe recording directly to 8-track probably at some point soon.
Yeah, we'll build towards that.
Yeah. So, I'm thinking, though, at some point, we're going to want to rename this thing, because 1980, people might think of Galactica 1980, and I don't think we want that.
Yeah, that's the point.
We don't want to go into something like 1984. I mean, what a downer.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah,
true.
It's tricky. I think we'll think about the name at some point in the future, but, I mean, I just... Galactica 1980 just had such a bad taste in my mouth. We're definitely going to need to change the name.
Yeah.
It's
got to go, yeah. Maybe we could do like that space show from a couple years ago, Space 1999.
I
watched a lot of that.
Yeah, it's certainly better than Galactica 1980.
Yeah.
I swear, if you guys tell it that, I'm not going to be a part of it.
We'll stick with 1980 then for now.
I'm just not sure people will get the reference of, you know, if we call it 1999. And then what do we do when we reach 1999, assuming we're still recording? Because obviously we will be. Are we going to need to change the name then?
Oh, then we can jump to 2001 and, you know, 2000. There's got to be something else by then.
We could just call it 2001 now. Let's do that.
Good.
Give us next 2 years of time to think about what's called the recording.
All right, then.
I'll come up with a name for this. I don't know if anyone thought this. We should call this a tape cast.
Ooh,
it's like a broadcast, but we're recording directly to the tape.
I like it.
And we're mailing the tape out to people. I think that's...
We could call it a mail cast.
We could do that.
Yeah.
I think that's a little gender specific, though.
That's true.
Just because we're all men doesn't mean, you know, women can't listen too. I don't want to alienate a potential female audience for the beat tapes.
That's true.
Yeah. It would be really great is if sound gets better on computers so that we could just, you know, send this around on people's computers.
We're never going to get there, are we?
I don't know, but, you know, it's the future.
Night, and I swear that those little lines in the Pong are never going to make any better noises. I tried all night, let me tell you.
I think technology is really where it needs to be at the moment. And hey, there's nothing stopping us from saving transcripts to, you know, 5-inch floppies and mailing those out to people.
Ooh.
That's not a bad idea.
That's an idea, yeah.
Very good idea, yeah.
You can use any Macs to type that up.
Sure. Well, yeah, I got a Radio Shack TS-80 here hooked up to my TV, so that'll work fine. It's got
I have a TiMax Sinclair.
So I guess we're all agreed that 8-inch floppies are on the way out then. I think we can all agree.
I'm not entirely convinced, but I think that the smaller floppies are, you know, more readily available for people.
Yeah.
Could be.
Mm. So what are we talking about?
Well,
so if we've done all self-indulgent...
I think the reason that we've all come together is, you know, we have to admit... We're in such a golden age of science fiction right now.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, we've had, you know, there's Battlestar Galactica, Buck Rogers, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Superman 1 and 2.
I'll tell you what as well, I think the 80s is going to be a really good year for Doctor Who. I think we're going to have some of the best stories that the show has seen in its entire run since 63. I think that the 80s are going to be really good for Doctor Who.
I just wish they had done better with that Star Trek movie. Oh, my God.
And did you hear this? They're talking about doing a sequel to Star Trek The Motion Picture.
Are they? Oh, they're not. That's
a second.
Terrible.
And, you know, I did hear something about that, and I think they're going to – I heard that they were going to bring in something from the original series, and it's got to be Harry Mudd. That's the only thing can see.
It's like they've already run out of ideas. Two movies in, and they're having to go back to old stories from the TV show.
Yeah, and get this, I've heard they're going to try and kill off Spock.
What?
Oh, come on.
No one is going to see this movie.
This is going to be the worst movie of all time.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, people are going to, you know, they're not going to be able to bring in a new audience because people are going to have to be familiar with the episode, but whatever it is that they're pulling for, no one's going to watch this movie. This is, as much as I don't like motion picture, I have a feeling that that will stand the test of time better than whatever they end up releasing.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I think that's pretty much the end of Star Trek.
Yeah. I think we're done there. It's a shame as well, because...
Yeah.
I would love for Star Trek to just stretch on forever, but it's, I guess, you know, all good things have to come to an end.
It's kind of sad, though, because, you know, none of the next generation is ever going to know anything about it.
No, they're not. But on the plus side, we do have Star Wars now. I mean, Star Wars was good. Empire Strikes Back made it even better. You know, the Star Wars movies are just going to get better and better moving forward. I mean, you know, you can't make a bad Star Wars movie.
I'm really, really excited about Revenge of the Jedi.
And you know what else is great is they I don't know if you guys noticed on the re-release, but they changed it to Episode 4. So that must mean there's going to be 3 before. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, that'll be
good
fantastic.
Point.
Yeah.
And those are going to be great. Oh, my God.
Yeah. No kidding.
Episode 1's got to be the best. And to see where it all started like that, that'd be, you know.
Oh, my God. Sure.
Fantastic.
Sure. And, you know, see Jedis being Jedis and, you know, the whole glory of the Galactic Republic. Yeah, those are going to be great movies.
Yeah, the only way they could mess it up that I can see is if they bring in an annoying kid like that Boxy in Battlestar Galactica.
Or that Will Mumy in Lost in Space.
Yeah.
Oh,
true.
God.
I mean, you get a little kid in it and it'll be hopeless. But, you know, as long as they avoid that.
I can't see them doing that.
I think a really obvious way to go with the prequels, if that ever happens, because they could have just changed it to Episode 4 just for the fun of it. It could be something, hey, look what they've done. But I think that if they were going to do anything, if it were me making, and obviously George Lucas is an unparalleled master of his art. I mean, obviously none of us can guess what's going on inside of his head, but for me, I think that I would want to see at least the Episode 1 revolving around Yoda training a young Obi-Wan. I think that's kind of the logical starting point for me for the
how about,
whole.
How about young Chewbacca? He, you know, he's supposed to be like 200 years old.
Yeah, he's
could
he's
be.
Got,
could
he's
be.
Got some mileage on him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously, you know, there's going to have to be more like, you know, 7, 8, and 9 sometime.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, definitely. We may have lost Star Trek, or we may be about to lose Star Trek. I mean, that's kind of, you know, the writing's on the wall there, but Star Wars is never going away, and I'm really excited that, you know, as one door closes, another opens, and we're in a really good transitional stage for American sci-fi.
I agree.
I just wish my newspaper got the Star Wars comic strip, because I hear that's fantastic.
I know. I've seen bits and pieces of it. I think Starlog had an article about it, and they had some samples. Yeah. You know, thank heaven for Starlog magazine.
Oh,
isn't it? 'Cause you can get like movie rumors and stuff like several months after, you know, things happen. You can get that information, you know, almost immediately within a couple months.
Yeah.
And you know, like every issue is maybe 12 pages in color. It's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's true.
It's gonna be good times.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't actually read any of the comic. Is it like retelling of the. The movies? Is it fill in the gaps? What is it?
It's kind of like filling in the gaps, I'd say, you know, where Luke and Leia go to the gambling planet, that kind of stuff, trying to, you know, shut down the Emperor's gambling casino.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
it sounds like the Marvel Doctor Who comic strips that they have in TV Guide, where they have stuff that the Doctor's doing with these other companions between seasons.
Oh, right.
Interesting. Yeah.
Marvel had a Star Trek comic as well. I think it ran 18 issues, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have almost every one of them.
Yep, I remember those.
I can't even pretend to be excited. I don't think Star Trek is something that works as a comic.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess the real question is it going to work as the next movie?
Yeah,
The only way I could see is that Harve Bennett guy who was involved with that Salvage One last year, if they get him in...
Oh, he was in Bionic... He did Bionic Woman, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they can get him in, they might have a shot.
True.
Now bring him in to produce, you know, then maybe you'll have something.
Yeah. Well, just see that movie, Time After Time.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of the director. What's...
What's his name? Nick Frost? Is that right? I think it's Nick Frost.
Nick Frost.
Yeah, he works. He's working on the show. The cop show. Oh, anyway.
You know, it'd be really great if we could connect our computers to other computers and look this kind of stuff up.
Like in Star Trek, where they can talk to the computer, and then the computer says, working! And then they sit around and wait for, 20 seconds on the computer.
Yeah, well, you know, that's assuming that there'd be some sort of an encyclopedia, wacky encyclopedia on your computer that you could look that stuff up, you know.
They could call it Wackypedia.
Maybe.
Nah.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't think that works. What is it? Well, that sounds like an encyclopedia of crazy people. So we're, 2 years away from this new Star Trek movie?
Yeah, I think about that.
I'm not excited. I'm not really geared up to wait 2 years for something that's clearly not going to work.
Yeah. Right. But, yeah.
Right, in 2 years we'll probably have, two or three more Star Wars movies, so...
Yeah.
True.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good times.
Yeah, I don't know. If they're going to kill off Spock, you know, they might as well just blow up the Enterprise, too.
Yeah. I'm sure that's next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, I did hear, and I know this isn't technically speaking sci-fi, but I hear they're making a sequel to Mad Max.
Huh. Oh, yeah?
Apparently it's coming out next year.
Okay.
That's pretty much all I know. I don't know anything else about it other than that it's happening, apparently. I read about it in Star Wars.
No, they won't be able to go beyond that. Once they're over with that, it'll be done.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Mad Max?
Oh, I saw Mad Max.
I did, yeah. That was pretty good.
That Australian guy, Mark Gibson or whatever his name is, I think he's probably going to do... I hear he's doing the sequel, and then I think maybe he's probably going to do some other stuff. I hear he may be doing more stuff in American cinema. So,
oh, really?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how his career pans out.
Yeah, it's true. You think these guys, see him in something like Mad Max, and you think, they get so locked into a role like that, and it's... I hope he can break out,
What else do we know about? What else is happening?
Well, I just like how, science fiction is getting in everywhere since Star Wars is so popular. I mean, look at the last Bond movie.
Moonraker, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Bond is going to have to be in space from now on. It's all going to be, sci-fi and space stations. They got
it
started
that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you've gone there, it's hard to go back. So yeah, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
But you know another series that they just can't make a bad one is Superman.
Yes.
We've
had two really good movies so far.
Yes.
I tell you, I'm not. This Richard Lester guy, who they kind of brought in to take over Superman 2, I'm really excited about what he's going to bring to the table for a third movie, if they make one.
Well, right. Even if it's using that Donner guy, all he did before this is Gilligan's Island episode.
I'm
not going to lie, I like the first Superman movie, but the pacing is a little bit slow, and I think that's one of the things that Lester fixed with Superman 2.
Maybe.
I can see that, yeah.
brought a little more humor to it, too, I think. You know.
Yeah.
And that's definitely what it
needs. You know what would make a great Superman? A lot more humor. A lot.
Definitely.
Like, if they brought in somebody like, I don't know, Bill Cosby, something like that.
Yeah,
that would be
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Or just like one of those big stand-up guys like, if they brought in like George Carlin or, what's the name of the other guy? Mm. He's really funny. I can't remember his name. But yeah, I don't know.
Jimmy Walker? No.
Red Fox? What? No.
Any of those guys. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that, it would be really, really good for, like, because the thing I liked about Superman 2 is it took itself far less seriously than the first one took it. And I think that when you have a guy running around in red underpants, you know, shooting lasers from his eyes, you can't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
That's definitely true.
So that's really the only way it can go, I think. For me, personally.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Well, they should bring some sci-fi stuff to it, too. Maybe some insane computer or something like that would be cool to bring in.
You know, that would be a good match for somebody like Superman, definitely.
Yeah.
You know.
So help me, if they put Gene Hackman in there again, it's going to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Mm.
New blood. I need new blood.
Obviously.
New blood, new villains. That's what
we need. A different villain.
Back, like any of the, like, any other superhero villain, Superman villain, rather. I'm trying to think of who I think would be best.
Like Mistleplick?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah?
That would work really well. Well, they could do a film set before the destruction of Krypton and have, like, more stuff with Marlon Brando.
Huh.
Ooh.
Hmm.
That could be really good, because, you know, he was...
Or what about Supergirl?
Ooh.
Oh.
Really?
There's an idea.
That's a good idea.
The same guys who made Superman to make Supergirl, that film would be an unstoppable.
That's true.
Yeah.
Great ideas. No.
Yeah, you know, they should bring us in to write the script.
They should.
You know, honestly, they should have the fans write all the scripts. I mean, what if we could all, like, get around and submit all our ideas and they would make a film that looked like that?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah?
Because obviously fans always know how things should go.
That's true.
Very true.
So they should just put us in charge of making the movies.
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
Because we have fantastic ideas. See, the word fan is in fantastic. Can't miss.
That's
true.
Yeah?
You can't spell fantastic without fanatic.
Right.
Can't argue with that.
So what do you guys think of this this movie that George Lucas and Steven Spielberg are supposed to be like? Apparently it's like their take on like James Bond, which seems like a really weird thing for...
Is that what
I heard? I've seen some of those dumb serials from the 30s.
Yeah.
Well,
it's got Han Solo in it, so it might be good. But
a Han Solo movie?
Yeah,
Han Solo James Bond. Hmm.
Basically, it's like Han Solo and James Bond had a baby, and then the baby grew up.
Ooh.
It would be this guy.
Interesting. I heard they were working on something. I don't know.
I don't know because like my uncle's friend is a janitor for Paramount, so...
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
huh.
I get told stuff occasionally.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then anyone who hears this tape will know it, too.
Hmm?
No.
I said anyone who hears this tape, they're going to know it, too, then.
That's right.
We should be worried about, like, giving away secrets, like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of... Spoiling people?
Yeah, we don't want to spoil people. We don't want to be a bunch of spoilers.
Yeah, spoil stories and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, obviously, sometimes we're joking, we'll say stuff that's obviously not going to happen. Like, get back to that Star Trek movie. You know, never mind Mud. What if they got that guy from that Space Seed episode in?
Mr.
Rourke?
Mr. Rourke? You know, obviously no one will believe that.
Yeah,
tattoo in there too, and call it a day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, sometimes I have this thought with Star Trek where I feel like what they should do is they should just start again, not like erase everything they've done and start from the beginning, but like do something that's set, you know, maybe like 100 years after the show, and have like a new ship and a new crew. But like that same sense of exploration and the unknown and just do that, but with like an entirely new crew on an entirely new ship.
Well, that wouldn't work, and I'll tell you why. I don't know if any of the rest of you have read the novels, but they are awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I love the novels. I've read them all.
I just, you know, my worry is that William Shatner, the phenomenal actor that he is, he's not going to be around forever.
Yeah.
So we need someone else to kind of take up the... Like, you know how they changed the Doctor on Doctor Who every few years, and we've had five, you know, mostly brilliant actors playing the Doctor, and now we're like, you know...
So somebody else playing Captain Kirk?
Well, not necessarily that. I mean, I'm not saying bring in a new actor to play Captain Kirk, but, like, breathe new life into the idea by having a new crew, a new captain who does things his own way, but still has that kind of, you know, you get what I'm saying?
I can kind of get that. I mean, well, Shatner's, what, like 45, 46 now? So if they brought in somebody in his 30s, I could see it going that way.
Yeah, I mean, let's be completely honest. Shatner's probably only going to be acting for another, what, maybe 10, maybe 15 years?
Yeah, I guess.
There's only so much Star Trek they can get him to do.
That's true. And you've seen the other thing he's done, those hawking those awful computers, the Commodores?
Ugh. Yeah, well.
Oh. Yeah, well.
He has no future to pitch, man, let me tell you that.
I hate to say, I did our theme music on the Commodore VIC-20 for this episode, so...
Excellent.
Yeah, a little Shatner influence there, I guess.
Okay.
I guess, you know, Shatner sold one, so...
Yeah, well. But yeah, it's not... Sorry, I said
five Doctors earlier, and I just want to make it clear, obviously, I was talking about the phenomenal Peter Cushing, who played him in the two movies. Obviously, we've only had four on the TV, but I just didn't want any of you guys to think, wait, is there another Doctor that we don't know about yet? Because, you know...
Right.
True.
Just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page there.
Yeah, Cushing was interesting, but, you know, a doctor with a mustache, forget it, you know. This doesn't work. I thought he was much better in Star Wars anyway.
Yeah.
In
terms of crazy hair, I think, you know, a mustache is pretty crazy, but I think Tom Baker's got it down with the curly hair. I honestly, I don't see anyone else, you know, taking the Doctor's scarf anytime soon. I think Tom Baker's having too much fun.
Obviously, the recipe for success is, as long as the Doctor's last name is Baker and he's got curly hair, you can't miss.
Oh, of course. Definitely. That's how you know he's your favorite.
Right. But, you know, getting back to that Star Trek idea, the future one, it's not a bad idea, but what would they call the ship? You know, obviously, the Enterprise isn't going to be around anymore.
Well, no, but, I mean, here's my suggestion, and bear with me because I know this is a little bit wacky, but it can still be the Enterprise. It can still be
like a refit, like on the motion picture.
Yeah,
like really
exactly. Like Enterprise 2 or 3, something like that.
No. Just like use the exact same Enterprise and just upgrade it. Because I mean, how long has the Enterprise been in service at the point of motion picture?
No.
And it's already had a refit. Like, now, we have to assume that the Federation has the technology to be constantly upgrading and refitting.
That's true.
So why wouldn't they just keep these things going forever? And they've got resources.
Yeah.
Obviously, they've got resources.
In the future, you'd think they'd be able to build things to last. So, yeah, that makes sense. Mm.
So you have, like, Kirk Jr. as the captain of the Enterprise.
Ooh.
Well, as long as they don't have an annoying kid on the show.
Yeah, we do.
You all fixate. I say, well, just scarred you, didn't it?
Well, you know, with Dr. Z and that, and Boxy and the first one, it's like, you know, enough with the annoying kids already.
Yeah.
Maybe a robot would be okay, though. They could get a robot on the show.
I don't know. A kid and a robot sounds awfully a lot like Lost in Space. If you ask me.
Yeah.
True.
I think, you know, more like a robot like on Buck Rogers, you know, that Tweaky. That'd be kind of cool, have Tweaky running around the Enterprise going beady, beady, beady and stuff.
Yeah, you know, I was joking about Tattoo being on the, in the next movie.
All right, well, maybe do a little more serious take on Tweaky and, you know, have Tweaky exploring humanity and, you know, trying to...
You know what I wish they would do, honestly, is Black Hole 2. I mean, there's a movie that I would love to see more of.
We definitely need to see more.
I mean, that ending, it's a whole new universe.
Yeah. Right. There's got to be another one of those coming soon.
Exactly.
They can't leave that where it is. I mean, that...
Yeah. I think we're going to have to get. We will definitely get another black hole, probably sometime in the next 5 years. I think. Although I do hear.
Go ahead.
I was going to say I hear that Disney have kind of pulled their resources into this like computer movie.
What?
I don't know the specifics. This is all from my uncle's friend who occasionally does work on the Disney lot as well as at Paramount. He kind of gets around, but
nice.
He tells me that Disney are working on this massive sci-fi movie where a guy gets like shrunk down and put in a computer, and he's in the computer wearing a
turtle. What?
Sounds like that episode of Star Lost.
Yeah.
You know, Disney makes great animated films. Maybe if they use a computer to make an animated film, I'd go watch it, but I'm never going to watch what you're talking about. That sounds stupid.
I don't even think I would go and see a computer animated movie. I mean, I just feel like there's so much nuance with, like, hand-drawn animation.
Yeah, you can't get that.
I don't think, maybe in 50 years' time, maybe then we'll go and see computer animated movies, but I don't think we will, not in our lifetimes anyway, I don't think we're going to go and see a movie that's been entirely animated on a computer.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I got that Vic 20, and I couldn't really imagine watching a movie that was done on that. I mean yeah,
imagine,
Disney has a little more resources, they'll have a better computer than that, but even so, I mean, how much really?
Think about the size of the computers that they use to send into space. Imagine how many computers just that size, just that big, they would need to make a full-length, let's just do like an 80-minute movie, all animated on computer.
Right. Yeah.
Probably bankrupt the studio having to buy that thing.
Yeah, I really don't see it.
Yeah.
Of course, now that you mention it, where would they even put all those things?
Exactly, that's part of the problem, is that there would be literally nowhere to put them.
But, you know, I think that if they did that, it would be enough of a fad that people would watch it for a while. It'd be, it'd be something that you know, kind of a new thing that people would go nuts at. But eventually, it wouldn't last.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if they got the right voices for it, I could see it. Like, what if they got that guy in Empire Strikes Back that had the mustache that gave that one speech? If they put him in there, the guy who said, "Come on, everybody, let's go." That's a great voice. He's gonna go someplace. I betcha.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, for me, it's not. I'm not necessarily concerned about who's going to be in the movie. I'm interested in the plot and the believability of the characters, and I just don't think that computer animation is ever going to get to a point in our lifetime where I can look at that person and say, yes, empathize for that computer-generated face.
Exactly, and that's the thing. You know, it's going to be, if they do that, it's going to be such a fad that they aren't even going to bother with stories and, any type of...
Feel like 3D movies, like when they start making movies where you have to wear the glasses, if you ever have any guys like... It'd be like that.
I ever glad that one away. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jeez. Just like, they just made a bunch of movies where it's like, oh, it's coming right at you! And then that was basically the point of the movie, and it's like, no one makes those movies anymore because no one goes and sees them. And that I'm really lucky. We're really glad. I'm really glad that fad kind of burnt itself.
Yeah, I mean, that's about as serious as that thing they tried years ago where they pumped smells into the theater.
Right.
Smell-o-vision.
Oh, boy. Thank God those days are over.
Imagine that for a science fiction movie, though. Like,
oh, God, imagine that for...
For the Star Wars, where they were in the trash compactor.
What if they did Alien with that way?
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
You'd probably poison the audience.
Quite probably.
Yeah.
I was thinking Empire Strikes Back. You know, I've only seen it the once, so I don't know how many times you guys have seen it. But you know the bit where they're in the snow and there's it's like a camel or something, and Han Solo and Luke Skywalker have to climb in the camel.
Yeah.
And Hannah's that great line where it's like, oh, I thought they had a nasty smell outside.
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought you were talking about the big camel, the big electronic camels that were attacking.
Oh no! Like the little like snow camel.
Oh, you're right.
The one that he's riding. That he's riding
Tintin?
In the.
Tintin.
Tintin. Yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah, that would have been an interesting scene with smell-o-vision.
That's true.
But you know.
As a
I send the audience gagging out into the lobby.
Although I'm sure that those things will get put to use very uniquely in adult only theaters.
Yeah.
There's a future for technology.
Yeah.
I hope my dad never hears this tape. I would be so grounded.
Yeah. Don't leave it in the stereo by mistake, whatever you do.
Yes.
Oh my.
Good point.
Yeah.
You know, another series that I'm sure they're going to be doing a lot more of is Flash Gordon. Have you guys seen that one, the new one?
Oh, yeah. With the Queen soundtrack?
Yes.
More movies need Queen soundtracks.
That's true.
Exactly what I was going to say. I guarantee you Queen's going to do a lot more movies.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Yeah.
I know that I'm the token Brit, so I have to, be very pro-Queen. And I do like Queen, but I just, something about this movie just didn't sit well with me. And I can't really put my finger on just what it was.
Well, it's definitely campy, but, it's flashy, it's big,
It's flashy, it's Gordon-y.
Gordon-y, yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like
I think Sam Jones, the guy who did it, he's got a good future.
Yeah.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
And that Timothy Dalton as well. I mean, he
who is he?
He was Prince Baron in that movie. He had kind of the butt chin.
Oh yes.
I don't know if you remember, but he I heard rumors that they had considered him for a role in a James Bond movie, but they thought he was too young.
Well, that kind of makes sense. If James Bond is going to be in space more, it would make sense to get Timothy Dalton.
You know what, though? If they were to make a nude bomb, too, he should play, one of the control agents. That would be awesome.
Ooh, I could see that. Huh. That would be awesome.
Huh. I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
They should really make, and I know this is kind of off topic because it's not really sci-fi, but I'd like to see a Charlie's Angels movie.
Yeah, but which ones? Which angels?
All of them. Just bring them all in.
Okay, fair enough.
We've had four and a half fantastic seasons of a show, and I think the best way for that show to go out would be on a big, spectacular movie, and you just have I'll do it as a reunion thing.
Have all six of them, and Osley, and then finally see Charlie.
Yeah,
that's how you end that one.
Yeah,
I think Shelley Hack has a big career ahead of her. Obviously. She's going to be the big star of the movie. Obviously,
that's true.
That goes without saying. Well, that's Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, I probably didn't need to say that myself.
I think that we're going to be seeing more Farrah Fawcett.
Well, she was just in what was that movie? Saturn III.
Yeah. See.
So
and she's going to do that one with Dom DeLuise and Burt Reynolds too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Canon something.
Hmm. Have to keep an eye out for that.
Sounds like a war movie.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it. Okay. But it might be a comedy like 1941 or something like that.
Ah. Yeah.
Well, is that a good thing? A comedy like 1941?
Now, she was in something called Sunburn. That does not sound like what it is. There's no, nude suntanning in that movie, so don't,
Was it one of those movies you see in high school? Those hygiene films? Is that what it was?
It's I can't even remember. I just know that it exists, and it's not what you think it is.
Oh, okay.
Well, do you remember her in Logan's Run?
Oh, yeah.
She had a bit part in that, too.
That's right. She was in that.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she did.
Wow.
I liked how they did a Logan's Run TV show after the movie.
That was fun.
They should do more of that. The Black Hole. They're going out, and instead of doing another movie, they should do a TV show where they explore that other universe.
They should, after the next Star Wars movie, they should do a TV series.
Ooh.
A Star Wars TV series?
Should do a Star Wars. They could do something focusing on the droids, or they could do something following Luke Skywalker. as he travels around the galaxy on adventures. I mean, that would be, I would watch, like, Saturday mornings, if they were to put that on as, like, a cartoon thing, I would watch.
Well, there was that great cartoon they had as part of the holiday special. You could do something like that.
I didn't see the holiday special.
Oh.
But I did hear there was a thing about a bounty hunter, but I never saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part was pretty good.
Yeah.
And some of the rest of it, I don't know.
Yeah, it had ups and downs, definitely.
Yeah. The Jefferson Starship song was cool, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it was fun.
And that part with Maude was pretty good, too.
Yep.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Wasn't really expecting to see her as part of Star Wars, but, you know.
Well, that was the surprise, you know. You don't want to be predictable.
That's true.
I guess they could do more like that, but better.
Did you hear that they're making a sequel to the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Really?
Really?
Yeah. It's supposed to be coming out, like, next year.
What's it going to be called? The Rocky Horror 2?
I don't know. I just know it's happening. I know that they're making another one. I don't know what it's going to be about, but I know it's the second Rocky Horror movie.
Huh.
I know Richard O'Brien, who he wrote the first one. He's working on this one, so
that should be good.
It should be good. Yeah, I'm very optimistic.
Nice.
Yes, there's a lot of good stuff coming.
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah. I'll tell you who does need to make another movie is a movie. Let me start again. I know who needs to make another movie is the Monty Python guys.
They do.
Who?
They do.
Yeah.
Monty Python are, in case you're not familiar with them, they're this British comedy group, and they did a couple of movies already. They did Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And then they did Life of Brian, which came out last year.
Yeah, I see their stuff on PBS every now and then.
Yeah, they have this
keep an eye on
comedy series.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to see another, because as much as I like their, like, standalone comedy stuff, like TV, where they do these little skits and sketches,
mm-hmm.
I really like it when they do like a long form story, like Holy Grail was really good as kind of a story,
yeah.
The beginning, the middle, and end, and Life of Brian was just phenomenal. And I still find it kind of amusing that I got a letter from my mum back in England recently, and she tells me that the film's been banned in a bunch of theatres over there.
Really?
Which is just absolutely, like, that's bedlam. That's crazy. yeah, I think if the Monty Python guys like John Chapman and Terry Cleese. If they have another, like, long form movie in them, I would be in line to see that in theaters day one.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be cool if they did a science fiction movie.
Hmm.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like that one episode of the show where they had, like, the blancmange from planet Skyron.
Hmm.
You know, just, expand that into a movie. It can't miss.
They did have that, like, brief sci-fi part in Life of Brian with
that's
the
right.
spaceship.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And my brain constantly thinks, I would love to see more of that. I would love to find out who those aliens are, where they came from, what they're doing. And you know what? The way that the Pythons are, I would not be surprised if that was a seed for, like, a future project that they're working on. Because why would they go to the effort of making, like, a spaceship set design and those, like, puppets for, like, like a 30-second bit in a movie about, you know, a Christ figure?
Right.
I don't think that they would have gone to all that effort, especially considering how tight. I mean, you know, I don't know how they were operating on a budget of, you know, hundreds of pounds for, like, Holy Grail. So they don't have a lot of money. So if they're going to go to the effort of making that stuff, they're doing it for a reason. And I would imagine that they are they're going to use those again in a future project.
What if they took, like, people behind those movies? And got a whole bunch of, like, little dwarf people and had them, like, travel through time. Wouldn't that be a cool movie?
And see, now you're just pulling ideas out your arsehole.
That's true. I know. Well,
you're just saying stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I get for reading all the way through Starlog every month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just think about what you're saying for, like, 2 seconds.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You might as well say the next Monty Python movie is going to have a lot of vomiting in it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean.
Yeah.
That's just dumb. They're better than that.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah. Unless it was integral to the plot.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yes.
Legitimate vomiting.
Exactly. So what else is happening?
We really went off on a tangent there, but I guess I can erase that part of the tape before we release it.
Yeah, that's something we're going to have to really be careful about, not going off on tangents.
That's the thing, is that because you're going to have to get another tape anyway to kind of record the bits we want to keep and then skip over the bits that we don't want to keep. So this whole thing, you're going to need to use my dad's tape deck.
Yeah.
Are you using a 60-minute format or a 30-minute format?
I guess we'll find out when the tape runs out.
Right.
If the thing goes click in the middle somewhere, then...
Nice to have a plan.
Yeah.
Can we turn... if that happens, can we turn the tape over and record on the other side and then just, you know...
I already...
Start the next side.
I already recorded on the other side of the tape, I think. I recorded
what's on the other side?
The Flash Gordon soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to record over that, definitely.
Yeah.
You need that. Do you take it off the radio?
Yeah, I know. The record industry doesn't like that, but yeah, I taped it off the radio.
I swear to God, the way that they're going, someday they're going to come up with, and this is a bit sci-fi, but maybe they're going to come up with some way of tracking people who, like, make copies, like, who record stuff of their music, like, off the radio or, like, some other means, and then they'll know who's not buying their tapes, and then they'll send lawyers.
Again, this is Pod Warp 1980, not 1984.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
We're not far off, though, you know?
Right.
I think that's something we need to, like, seriously worry about. I mean, we could hypothetically say that the record industry is going to become so insecure about the terrible content that they're making that at some point that's all they're concerned about is people taping their music off of the radio. But I think that's like saying, you know, oh no, people aren't going to see films anymore because they can just, you know, they can imagine what the film's going to be like and now they're not going to see the film anymore. Oh no!
Yeah.
You know, like that.
The day that happens is the day I tune out. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, definitely true.
But, you know, I wouldn't put anything past those music guys. I mean, look at how they keep trying to push new formats on us every couple of years. You know, it's not, you know, we got all the records, and they push tapes and the 8-tracks.
Yeah, what's next? Jeez.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, you got to buy all your records all over again.
Yep.
Well, what could be better than what we have right now? That's all I have to say.
Well,
that's a good question. I mean, so, you know, we've kind of talked about a little bit of the future, but if we were in charge of things, if we had some projects, what kind of things could we do to bring some science fiction to the future?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we already have Betamax.
Yeah.
We already have 8-tracks and cassette tapes.
Yeah.
Color television.
Color television, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's good advice. 12 glorious years of color TV.
The space shuttle.
Well, you know, cable TV too. You know, I can get up to like 20 channels now.
That's true.
When I go to
really?
My dad's. Yeah, my dad has cable.
Cable.
Wow,
amazing.
Yeah,
I've only got the 3.
Yeah,
it's not the main 3, but you know, I think they should. Because I would like to see Commodore like do one better than the VIC-20. I would like to see them put something out that's...
Like what, the VIC-30?
Yeah. Well, double that. I mean,
VIC-40,
come on. VIC-40,
yeah.
The VIC-60.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's throw that out there. What about that?
And what would you ever do with 60 megabytes, or 60 bits of...
It'd probably have to be 64 because of, you know, the way that this, you know, the way that the memory kind of progressive, because you've got your 8-bit, and then your 16-bit, and then 32-64, so...
What would you do with all that much space?
So you've got the Commodore PET, and then the Commodore, the VIC-20, which obviously you're using... But no, I don't have the VIC-20, but like, is that like floppy, the big floppy disks, or what does it use?
The VIC-20, you can use tape, or there's a 5 1/4-inch floppy.
Okay.
And the cartridges, you just plug the cartridge
in
the back.
The games are great. They're all these games on cartridge.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, how much space is there on a tape? Why not just use the tape and just get rid of the cartridge and the big floppies?
Well, tapes load kind of slow. Sometimes.
Yeah, but you can probably put more data on them. So imagine bigger games, more colors, and, you know, stuff like that.
Can you do that?
Maybe, probably. I mean, you've got to be able to, right? I mean, look at some of the stuff that we're seeing in arcades, and we're not getting anything like that in the home yet.
Yeah, but look at the size of an arcade machine. You're not going to have one of those in your house.
I tell you, I guarantee you, one day, even if we do have to have, like, huge, huge computers in our homes, we're going to have something like that, and it's going to be affordable.
I don't know. I could never see, after what I saw in 2001, I could never see a computer being in my house. Big computer. A computer that can do anything other than just play games, that is.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't think I would want a big computer. Like, I don't want to be able to, like, press a button and have, like, the blinds open up. Because I don't, you know, what if you have a big computer and it's in charge of the air conditioning and you press a button and it says, and then what it does is it sucks all the air out of the room and you suck in. Die.
Yeah. Trying to convince Hal to open the garage door for you.
Right, open the garage door, Hal. Open the garage door. So, are you guys all drawing comics or what? Because that's kind of how we know each other, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about that?
I think so, yeah. I've been doodling.
Yeah?
I'm more of a writer than a doodler, a drawer, like a cartoon guy. I write. I have friends who draw for me.
Hmm. That's handy.
We work together on stuff.
I like to draw my own Peanuts comics on notebook paper and make other people read them.
You like to draw your own what?
Peanuts, you know, like Charlie Brown and Snoopy and all that.
Oh, God, thank God. I thought you were saying something else. It's like, that's a hell of a, that is a hell of a confession to be making on a tape that's going to be
theater making
money. Yeah, yeah, I know the tape's going to be used for blackmail now. Yeah.
Yeah, make sure that part of the
yeah,
tape
you
doesn't
erase
warp.
That part, yeah.
Yeah,
well. Yeah, I should probably come up with something myself, you know, that comic's taken. Maybe something science fiction. I should do a science fiction.
Oh, we should. Yeah. You know, we're all kind of coming up with these science fiction, you know, talking about science fiction. We should all come up with science fiction ideas for comics.
Ooh, that's
yeah.
An idea.
Let's spitball some ideas.
Well, I'm kind of intrigued by Salvage One. Yeah, you know, the whole idea of, like, Andy Griffith in space, that kind of appeals to me a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll do something with that.
If I do it first.
Oh, I meant,
That could work.
Yeah, I think that could work. I won't steal your idea. I'll pinky swear.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Well, I think the TV show's off the air now, so maybe you can take the idea.
Yeah, that's probably true.
True. But, yeah, I've always kind of thought, you know, like, you know how they say that like, TV signals are going off into space? I think having an alien who's like a TV fan, you know, like a Star Trek fan or something, would be kind of cool.
So, hold on, I'm writing this down, Mark.
But you know.
I think that idea will never go anywhere. I think you should abandon it right now. That'll never go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, you throw in a like a wild-haired scientist or something or engineer or something that, you know. That always makes anything better, doesn't it?
Maybe. We'll see. I have to put a girl on there and all these other ideas.
Well, yeah, you got to, but...
I have an idea for something. Cause I saw a rerun of Mirror Mirror, the Star Trek episode, a couple of weeks ago, and I was thinking, like, what if... And bear with me here, because I know this is kind of a big idea, but what if there are other... parallel universes, like not just the one that Kirk goes to, but like there are other parallel, like picture like in your head like hundreds of parallel universes, maybe even thousands.
Hmm.
And what if there is maybe millions? I mean, that's why not stop there? And what if there is like an organization or an entity, and their job is to basically police these parallel universes and make sure that stuff like Kirk beaming into the other universe doesn't happen, and that's their job, is to monitor that stuff, and then when it happens, fix it. And that's, I'm still kind of thinking like the core idea, and I tend to, when I'm writing stuff, I tend to gravitate towards one character who's like really excitable and optimistic, and another character who's just basically a cynical jerk. I'm sure I'll come up with something better later, but I was thinking like that as a premise.
Hold on, I'm writing all this down.
I got a great name for it for you. How about this? think about, you know, how they're going to be jumping back and forth between, you know, the universes. How about Quantum Leap?
I like that.
Yeah. Ooh,
that's really good.
That might work better for that.
I'm going to write that down. And so I've started coming up with an idea, and it's like, I don't know how long it's going to take me to find an artist. Because obviously I'm not like you guys. I can't just start drawing it. But I'm fairly confident that, you know, within the next couple of years, people will be reading, going to their comic book stores and buying Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
By Ben Padden. And, I don't know, some like, Russian guy or something. I don't know.
Yeah, outsourced to Russia, great. Yeah, that's a great idea, though.
In Soviet Russia, a comic draws you.
Yes.
Actually, my Russian pen pal is a bit of a drawer, so maybe I can talk to him about it.
Well, you might have to wait until things, you know, so with the way things are between us and Russia right now.
That's the point. I haven't had any mail from him in a while.
Yeah.
It's probably being intercepted.
Oh, weird. Yeah, you're probably right. Maybe I should find someone else. I don't know if the situation between us and the mighty Mother Russia will ever improve. I don't know. See, now you made me sad.
Yeah,
no. Yeah.
Maybe if Jimmy Carter had won, could have said that, but I don't know. I don't know.
Just so hard to tell.
Yeah, I have this urge to blame someone, and it's like, so I want to say thanks, like sarcastic, like really angry, like thanks. It's like the name is on the, it's a three-syllable name, and it starts with a vowel and it ends with a vowel, but I just can't think of what the name is. Thanks, I just kind of as far as I can. But it's like really sarcastic, like this guy isn't actually, not actually his fault, but I feel like I need to blame him for it anyway because it's funny. She gives it, I don't know. But anyway, we'll take around this part.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you, Tom? Any good ideas for projects?
Well, I guess once I come up with an idea, other than, you know, drawing Charlie Brown and Snoopy myself.
How about that other comic that's really cool? The one about that cat.
What, Heathcliff? Heathcliff?
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Hmm. Huh.
And you have an original idea like that, you know, go gangbusters.
Space Heathcliff,
yeah.
Heathcliff in space.
Yeah,
Muppets. Muppets need to be doing more stuff, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do that for their next movie.
Yeah. Maybe. That'd be interesting. Yeah, a Muppet comic strip would be cool, too.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. True. Good drawing. You know what I'd like to see? And I'm not... bear with me here, but I'd love to see the Muppets do retellings of classic like novels and stories and stuff.
Ooh. Huh. That could be fun.
Like the Muppets right. Tale of Two Cities or something like that?
But yeah, like Muppet Catcher in the Rye, is that taking it too far?
Oh, I don't know. You think that would be better than a Muppets in Space movie?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Something tells me that doing a Muppet movie about outer space is just intrinsically wrong somehow, and I can't really put my finger on why.
Okay.
But I just get this really bad vibe about it, you know?
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, Gonzo's obviously got to be from space.
He's an
anteater,
obviously.
He's a turkey.
Yeah,
wow.
He's a buzzard.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
He's
right.
An anteater. How are people not getting this?
I still think he's a space alien. Who likes chickens?
Oh, you would, wouldn't you?
So how much tape we have left?
Hard to tell. It starts going so quickly once it gets to the end.
It does. It speeds up, doesn't it?
How much of the little black part can you still see?
Yeah, is it like a millimeter or two there?
Crap! Is the tab still on it, or did you take the tab out? Because if the tab is gone, then this tape's gonna have nothing on it.
Oh no, I taped over it.
Oh, okay.
I covered that all up. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, that works.
Thank God.
Yeah, I was just thinking though, with one idea is. You could do, like, pictures on the computer. So maybe you could do, like, comics and stuff. Put them on the computer, and you could just give the discs or tapes or whatever to friends and, you know.
Hmm.
Because, you know, I've only got so much notebook paper.
Pong the comic?
Well, you know.
You no, like, the big point to use those little pictures on the side of the keys. I can kind of understand that. You
yeah.
Make a little, yeah. Hmm.
You know, and you got, you know, letters and stuff for the words, so.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Make little pictures with the little heart symbol and the lines and all that stuff they got.
And with 16 colors, you could do almost anything you want.
But you're gonna have to stick that in an envelope and mail it, you know.
Yeah.
It's the backbone of this country.
It's true.
The mail system.
Yep.
I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Well, mm-hmm. No, and you know, pretty much that's going to be the only way of distributing this stuff, so you got to keep it portable.
That is cheap.
Yeah, I mean, discs and tapes are pretty small, so.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then, you know, people could just, you know, copy them and make copies for friends, you know, can just distribute it that way.
Right.
Mail it out to a few central distribution points and let them take it from there.
Hmm. You know, so that could almost put newspapers out of business. Yeah, I know.
Do we really think that's likely?
No,
they're going to be around for a while.
Yeah, newspapers have been around since, like, the dawn of time. I can't see them vanishing.
Establishment, yeah.
Well, when you have a solid business model like that, it's not going to change at all over the next, you know, what, 20 years?
Mm. Yeah, not in our lifetime.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Plus, I'd miss the comics page, even if mine doesn't have the Star Wars comic on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what would be really good, actually? It's a service where the funnies get faxed to you every week.
Ooh. Some sort of fax mail?
Yeah.
Well, that's assuming people have fax machines.
Well, I mean, come on, it's 1980 now. I mean, everyone's going to have a fax machine within the next 2 years.
You think so?
Yeah, it'll be flying cars, then fax machines.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to brag, but my dad's friend Larry is like a pretty important guy at US Modem, who make a lot of fax machines, and he says that pretty much everyone's going to have a fax machine in like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. Think you have a fax machine in your car?
Why not? Yeah, sure.
You think somebody would like have a fax machine in their pocket that they could carry around with them?
Okay, now you're just being silly. You know, okay, if you're not going to take this idea seriously, then just
cards.
Don't say anything.
So yeah, so that's you got to have that stupid thermal paper on you all the time. Then
yeah,
that stuff always curls up, and then after like you know, after a couple of months, you can't even read the thing anymore.
Put out the sun, it all turns blue.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yes,
I don't know. People will get all this stuff sorted out somehow.
Yes.
Probably come up with something we haven't even thought of yet.
Yes,
could be.
I'm just saying yes now. So what else?
I don't know.
Sorry,
I
got me distracted by my digital watch.
Oh man, you got digital?
I do. It lights up and everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
See, all I've got is this little, like, the one with the hands. I guess that's like what analog now, I guess.
Digital watches are a pretty neat idea.
Oh yeah.
Obviously.
Could never tell what those hands are pointing to anyway.
No.
Oh, I suppose if I had one of those ones with numbers on it, instead of just little dots at the corners. You know. Yeah, I'll start a whole, like, retro fad. I'll start carrying an hourglass around with me.
Ooh.
Yes.
What time? Or a sundial. There we go. A portable sundial.
You always have to be north-facing to check the time.
Oh.
That always bugged me in the Flintstones when he had his sundial watch on. It's like, he's not always facing north.
Well, maybe
you don't know that he could, you know, he could be.
He has a compass with him.
Yeah.
So you know he knows to face north, or he can adjust for it. He can look at where the compass is pointing and you know adjust accordingly.
I don't know. I don't feel optimistic.
Are we overthinking the Flintstones again?
I think we're overthinking the Flintstones again.
Yeah.
And that's why we decided not to do the Flintstones.
We should have done a Jetsons one, but I don't know. Most people will probably forget about that one because there are only a couple, 30 episodes of it.
Yeah. And they did that. They were going to do a follow up, but then they did that Partridge Family in Space thing instead.
Oh right, that's right.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
But there's a number we could use. was it Partridge Family 2200 AD? We could call this Podwarp 2200.
Oh,
hey,
I like that.
There we go.
Let's do it.
The number's not bad. I'm sure everyone's forgotten the show by now.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, Danny Bonaducci should do some more science fiction.
He should.
That would be good.
Yeah.
He's just a kid.
Wow.
Yeah, but, you know. He's, you know, he had such a strong start going, you know.
You know, the breakout from that show is going to be the kid who played Chris and the kid who played Tracy. The two of them, they're going to go off like, they're going to be the next Donnie Marie, I guarantee it.
You mean the second Chris? The light-haired one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe they could put him on that new, that Star Trek show idea we had.
Yeah.
Have the two of them running the new Enterprise.
Mm. Yeah, I'd watch it.
Yeah.
Sure. They need a good musical act if they're going to do it.
Star Trek musical.
Ooh.
Mm.
We have the winning formula for the 80s right there.
Yep.
It's a bold new era.
Yeah, definitely going to be better than the motion picture, too.
Wow.
Well, you know, they spent all that money on the uniforms and the sets. They got to do something with them.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Does that mean we're going to have to see
Shepard even going to fit in that uniform?
Does that mean we're going to have to see those uniforms again for the second movie? They look like pajamas.
Yeah, but, you know.
Like they made them. They spent the money.
They got them, yeah.
Yeah. Like, they could dye them purple or something. I don't know. Just change them up a little bit.
You know, maybe we should think about wrapping this up because, you know, my television program's going on. There's no other way to watch it other than if I watch it when it's live.
Yeah. Probably a good idea.
Yeah. You should get a Betamax, really.
I know. But they're so expensive. $1,500?
Well. Yeah, I know.
That's too much money.
But think of it as an investment for the future because, you know, once you have it. You know.
Technology like that. With that type of cost and, you know, and how are you ever going to fill up more than 4.5 hours worth of tape? It's just insane.
True.
Yeah, you convinced me. I should go out and buy one.
You know, if I know the tapes are expensive, but, you know, you could start taping all your favorite TV shows and then, you know, have them to watch later.
Well, or you could just tape 4 hours and then rewind it and then tape another 4 hours and just keep taping over it as you watch it.
That's true. Tapes are expensive. You could just keep reusing the same one.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking, you know what you're saying about only a way to see your TV show, because, you know, the companies, I don't think they're ever going to release TV shows to buy on tape or anything like that.
Mm.
But if you tape them yourself, you could have a nice little collection.
You could.
That is true.
That's a great idea.
I think also there's too many shows where even if they wanted to put them out on video, there's too many episodes to put on a tape. So you'd end up with really, really bulky collections, and I don't see any way of them releasing like loads and loads of tapes of a show. I see maybe best of collections, like you know, maybe we'll get tapes that have like two or three best of episodes of like Star Trek.
Well, that's why it's good to save them yourself.
Yeah.
You know, start your own collection.
Although if they did Best of Lost in Space, they could maybe come up with one.
Yeah.
Now there's one that they should make a, you know, next generation type thing for.
Ooh. That was all. They were all related, weren't they?
Dr. Smith could be the father.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Yeah.
There could be a new robot.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
They call him, like, what is it? Robot 2?
Robot 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Tweaky. Oh, yeah, I think, you know, guys, I think the tape is about to run out. So unless we're going to record over Flash Gordon, I think that'll have to be it for now.
Okay. We should say our farewells until the next tape, obviously.
Yeah, until the next
which,
tape.
You know, we'll have to do again real soon. You know, we don't want to put it off for, you know, 30 years or anything.
And there's not a really good ring to, you know, Podwarp 1981.
Yeah.
Actually, come out of the ring. We should just call it the current year every year.
Could.
We could do like one tape a year.
Yeah.
A game like Podwarp the current year every year. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
so and told Podwarp 1981, oop, tape's right.
The music is by Tom Truskowski on his Commodore VIC 20. He spent a lot of time on it. His mom is very proud.
Yes.